Hello and welcome to this mini podcast, which is being made on the 16th of June 2016. Now, the 16th of June every year is when the Irish writer James Joyce is celebrated, particularly the 16th of June, because in one of his two big novels, Ulysses, all the action is set on the 16th of June to 1904, it says in Wikipedia. So let me give, though many of you, I'll assume, have never heard of Bloomsday, or if you have, you won't know that much about it. Well, James Joyce went out with his wife on, for the very first time, on the 16th of June. And her name was Nora Barnacle, and they walked around Dublin that day. Now, the name Bloomsday comes from the name of the main character in Ulysses, who's Leopold Bloom. And there are all sorts of celebrations in Dublin, and there's a celebration today in Brough in County Limerick, about an hour's drive from here, and I'm very disappointed I wasn't able to get there. Now, it was on the 50th anniversary, just to give you an idea about how big this is, on the 50th anniversary, so this would be 1954, a number of people organized a day-long pilgrimage along the route. See, all the action takes place going through Dublin, so they organized a whole day. And Brian O'Nolan, who was Miles na Gcopaleen, one of the most famous Irish writers who lived during my lifetime, and all sorts of other people, the most famous of whom is Patrick Kavanagh, the poet, and I guess you'd call Anthony Cronin the poet and writer as well. And these guys, I don't know of any women who went on it, took off. They got two horse-drawn cabs, old-fashioned ones, because that was what was in Ulysses. And that horse-drawn cars were used to go to a funeral in Ulysses. And all sorts of people were given roles on that day. One person was given the role of Stephen Dedalus. Someone was given the role of his father. I won't go through the book because you probably haven't read it. But they went around for the day. And in fact, they the crowd of them gave up halfway through because they got drunk. I never got any further than the Bailey's Pub, which is just off Grafton Street in Dublin. So, things that happen today include people go to various places in Dublin, but people in other parts of Ireland celebrate it. And there are Bloomsday celebrations in other countries. I can't tell you where they are, but I think there will be some in New York, I think some in Chicago, I think there might be, you know, others in other places. I can't be sure. But it's happened a lot of times that there have been, the entire novel has been read. In fact, somebody says here in this information I'm using that it took as much as 36 hours to read the whole novel. It is a long book. Now, it takes you a lot longer than 36 hours to read it if you're sitting there with your book. But so that's a little bit about James Joyce. If you've never heard of him, he probably, says he racking his brains, the most influential novelist that Ireland has ever produced. And his influence has been all around the world. And just about every 20th century novelist who's, you know, a serious literary novelist has at least to adopt a position in relation to James Joyce's style of writing. And they're very likely to be ambivalent. They might be highly in favour of it or they might be against it. So let me, I'm going to read you an excerpt from the book, which is all about what happened when they got to a pub in the centre of Dublin, again, just off Grafton Street, called Davy Burns. And this is a bit of it. I'm going to read, oopsie daisy, 5 minutes. I'm going to read 5 minutes of this, and then I'll stop, no matter where I've got to. So this is James Joyce. Get a light snack in Davy Burns. Stop gap. Keep me going. Had a good breakfast. Roast and mashed here and mashed here. Pint of stout. Every fellow for his own. Tooth and nail. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Gob stuff. He came out into clearer air and turned back towards Grafton Street. Eat or be eaten. Kill, kill. Suppose that communal kitchen years to come, perhaps, all trotting down with porringers and Tommy cans to be filled, devour contents in the street. John Howard Parnell, example, the provost of Trinity, every mother's son, don't ask of your provosts, and provost of Trinity women, and children, cabmen, priests, parsons, field marshals, archbishops. From Aylesbury Road, Clyde Road, artisans' dwellings, North Dublin Union, Lord Mayor in his gingerbread coach, old queen in a bath chair. My plate's empty. After you with your incorporated drinking cup, like Sir Philip Crampton's fountain. Rub off the microbes with your handkerchief. Next chap rubs on a new batch with his. Father O'Flynn would make hares of them all. Have rows all the same. All for number one. Children fighting for the scrappings of the pot. Want a soup pot as big as the Phoenix Park. Harpooning flinches and hind quarters out of it. Hate people all round you. City Arms Hotel. Table d'hote, she called him. It soup, joint and sweet. Never know whose thoughts you're chewing. Then who'd wash up all the plates and forks. Might be feeding on tabloids that time. Teeth getting worse and worse. After all, there's a lot in that vegetarian fine flavour of things from the earth. Garlic, of course. It stinks after Italian organ grinders. Crisp of onions, mushrooms, truffles. Pain to the animal, too. Pluck and draw foul. Wretched brutes there in the cattle market waiting for the poleaxe to split their skulls open. Moo. Poor trembling calves. Meh, staggering bob, bubble and squeak, butcher's buckets, wobbly lights, give us that brisket off the hook, plop, raw head and bloody bones, flayed grass-eyed sheep hung for their haunches, sheep's knouts, bloody papered, snivelling nose jam on sawdust, top and lashers going out. Don't maul them pieces, young one. Hot, fresh blood they prescribe for decline. Blood always needed. Insidious. Lick it up, smoking hot. Thick, sugary. Famished ghosts. Ah, I'm hungry. He entered Davy Burns. Moral pub. He doesn't chat. Stands a drink now and then, but in leap year, once in four, cashed a check for me once. What will I take now? He drew his watch. Let me see now, Shandy Gaff. Hello, Bloom, Nosy Flynn said from his nook. Hello, Flynn. How's things? Tip-top. Let me see, I'll take a glass of burgundy and... Let me see. Sardines on the shelves. Almost taste them by looking. Sandwich? Ham and his descendants, mustard and bread there. Potted meats. What is home without plum trees, potted meat? Incomplete. What a stupid ad. Under the obituary notices, they stuck it. All up a plum tree. Dynam's potted meat. Cannibal's wood with lemon and rice. White missionary, too salty, like pickled pork. Except the chief consumes the parts of honour. Ought to be tough from exercise. His wives in a row watch the effect. There was a right royal old nigger who ate, or something, the somethings of the Reverend Mr. MacTrigger. With it an abode of bliss, Lord knows what concoction, calls mouldy tripes, windpipes, faked and minced up. Puzzle finds the meat, kosher, no meat and milk together, hygiene that was what they call now Yom Kippur, fast spring cleaning of inside. Peace and war depend on some fellow's digestion. Religions, Christmas turkeys and geese, slaughter of innocents, eat, drink and be merry. Then casual wards full after, heads bandaged, cheese digests all but itself, mitty cheese. Have you a cheese sandwich? Yes, sir. Like a few olives too, if they had them. Italian, I prefer. Good glass of burgundy, take away that. Lubricate, a nice salad, cool as a cucumber. Tom Kernan can dress, puts gusto into it, pure olive oil. Millie served me that cutlet with a sprig of parsley. Take one Spanish onion. God made food. The devil, the cooks. Deviled crab. Wife well? Quite well, thanks. A cheese sandwich then. Gorgonzola, have you? Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to stop there. That's a bit of James Joyce. And I'll leave it to you to make what you like of it. It's not a fast read. Almost every sentence contains stuff that, you know, you could spend a bit of time dwelling on. But let me say that today is, you know, an important day, 16th of June, for another reason. And that, to be honest, this one is more important to me, really. And it was celebrated this morning because my daughter and I recorded and communicated via WhatsApp a message to this young man. My grandson is 2 years old today. Yep, 2 years old today, and he lives in the UK. And the great thing is I will never forget his birthday. And I kind of forget everyone's birthday except my brothers and sisters. But my grandson is 2 years old today. And Paul is thrilled. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening. And I hope you have enjoyed this. And perhaps are now a little... Anyway, look, you might know already about Bloomsday. Or you might even be celebrating it in your own way. By the way, there's poetry by James Joyce too. And in case you're wondering, don't bother trying to read Finnegan's Wake. Better to listen to it on audio. Bye.